So as the pandemic continues, many people are feeling stressed. That's no shock. Over time, though, that stress can really take a toll on your body and your overall health. Many doctors, in fact, are reporting that people are now suffering from hair loss brought on by stress. Joining us live with more on the symptoms and the treatment for this, Dallas hair restoration specialist and transplant surgeon, Dr. Abraham Armani. Dr. Armani, good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
I'm happy to say I'm years ahead of the curve on this one, but what sorts of things are people seeing these days?
Well, it's normal to lose about 100 hairs per day, but there are lots of medical and psychological issues that can significantly increase that hair loss. Some of the medical causes, they can be hormonal, significant illness, surgery, anesthesia, rapid weight loss, but also there are psychological issues, depression, anxiety, and stress that can do the same thing and significantly increase hair loss. Unfortunately, coronavirus can affect hair loss in both of those ways, both medically as well as psychologically.
I was going to say, even if you don't have it?
That's correct. So what we have seen is that there is two ways we see significant hair loss due to the coronavirus. One ways are the patients that are currently infected or have been previously infected with the coronavirus. A recent study has shown that over 65% of patients that were infected have had significant hair loss. Now, this is due to a large percentage of the hair follicles being pushed from their growth stage into the shedding stage of the hair cycle. But also, the just anxiety of living in the corona age can cause hair loss. And you know, we are all worried about our own well-being, about the health of our loved ones, potential loss of a job or income, and just being in living in uncertainty about future. This can cause significant hair loss as well.
So how do you treat this? Is it medicine or meditation?
Well, that's actually a good point. Fortunately, this hair loss is usually reversible by itself. It may take up to a year for it to reverse in a otherwise healthy patient. So there's two things. If a patient has lost their hair due to infection itself, normally that happens very rapidly. The hair loss happens very rapidly, but the regrowth can take over a year. However, if it's just psychological and due to the stress of potential problems of the coronavirus, then the best thing to do is to take time for ourselves to maybe exercise, do some yoga or meditation as you suggested, maybe some prayer. But the good news is that most of this should be reversible on its own. Now, in cases that is not reversed after a certain period of time, then I would suggest for patients to seek medical diagnosis and possible treatment. This can be as simple as a scalp analysis or maybe a biopsy, and could necessitate use of medications or even hair transplantation down the road if it does not reverse itself.
Dr. Armani, thank you. We appreciate the time. That is Dr. Abraham Armani, a hair restoration specialist in Dallas. Deep breaths, happy thoughts.